Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Minimal rescreen, Curry doubled, cross court to Payton. Payton left with Buddy Hield. He drives baseline, bounce pass right corner, Moody. Back to Buddy, pump fake, flyby, three ball, got it! 58-40, Buddy Hield showing patience after sprinting to get to the far side. And we got Buddy Hield. He's going to put the headset on for us down on the floor below, so it will be dark in Sacramento. The sky will not be lit. Buddy Hield puts on the headset.
I'm looking for the beam. Where's the beam?
Yeah, it's not there.
It's not there.
No beam.
What's up, my guy? No beam today. Like the beam.
Really? You wanted the beam that bad, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to touch it.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
The beam is not in sight.
Hey, buddy, we got to ask you, what's with the new do?
What, the hairdo?
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't find a braider, so I was like, what the heck of it? Let's go.
Okay, you better leave it like that.
Yeah, leave it. Yeah.
We're going to leave it like that for sure.
Damn right you are.
You liked it?
I loved it.
We love it.
I loved what came with it, too.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. It looked like tonight you guys came out active hands defensively, got a lot of deflections, turned them over a little bit, got yourselves out in the open court, and then were patient offensively with them trying to take away Steph. The passing was crisp, and you guys got all kinds of wide open shots.
Yeah, we had a great game plan. Guys in active, you know, started with the starting group. We missed a lot of layups. You can tell everybody on our break, you know. Everybody was short in their layups, but we were able to weather the storm and get back to it. And we made shots and be able to expand the lead. And we got shots we needed. We made shots we needed. And we kept the momentum going.
Jimmy Butler is coming. Just there's a different feel to the club, buddy. What does he bring?
He's just full of joy, energy. He's a winner. He knows how to win. And he settles us in when teams get too rattled. And he's out there competing. And, you know, him and Draymond is the two boys out there competing on the defensive end. And we just fall in the lead.
I know you competed in the three-point contest during All-Star weekend.
Right.
Did you get a chance to get away at all and kind of get away from basketball?
Of course. You know, I went to the Bahamas. I went to the water. I got to go back to the roots. And I came back, and now I'm good.
That'd be nice if I could say, I'm going home. Where are you going, Bob?
You'll be able to go soon.
Well, buddy, congratulations tonight. 22 points, 8 of 11 shooting, 5 of 8 from downtown, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. You had a great floor game, and I just think it's one of the most complete wins we've seen the Warriors have in a long, long time.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Buddy Hield, our guest. Warriors win. The final score from Sacramento, 132-106. Well, Golden State gets the win here in Sacramento. They now trail the Kings in the season series 2-1. Could come down to a secondary tiebreaker should Golden State win the final game in this series, which will be played over at the Chase Center. And it was a demonstrative win tonight for Golden State. 132-106. 40 assists for the Warriors on 50 buckets. They shot 53.8% from the field, 46.5% beyond the arc, 20 of 43. They crushed Sacramento on points off turnovers. Warriors had 12 turnovers. Sacramento scored 5 points off those turnovers. Sacramento had 24 turnovers, and the Warriors scored 38 points, 38-5 in points off turnovers. That's even more than last time when the Kings outscored the Warriors in this building 28-0 in fast break points. That's crazy.
No, it was a fantastic game offensively, defensively. I mean, the numbers won't show it. They shot 50%, but 106 points on 78 shots. Not bad, but a little bit of that was when the game was decided. But I thought the deflections and the ability to get out in the open court and get easy buckets. I mean, you look at the assists, 40 assists. And look at the guys. They had 4 guys that scored over 20 points. Pajemski was the only one of the 4 that wasn't all that efficient. He had 21 points on 20 shots, which is just okay. Moody, 22 points, 11 shots. Steph, 20 points, 13 shots. Buddy Hield, 22 points, 11 shots. So you got 44 points between Moody and Hield on 22 shots. I mean, that's just – and that is from the offense and from the ball movement. Because Buddy Hield's not creating his own shot. Moody's not creating his own shot very often. I mean, he had that one in the first half where he dribbled downhill, got it to around the dotted line, pulled up and hit a jump shot. But most of his come off drive, draw, kick. And he was ready, and the ball was hopping, and the Kings' defense just couldn't catch up. And you know, some nights it doesn't go your way. You're not making the shots. But tonight they're getting clean looks, crisp passing. It was on the money. All they had to do was catch, feet set, shoulder square, let it fly. And they did. And then conversely, on the defensive end, I thought they were really active with their hands. The Kings had 39 field goals, but only 25 assists on those 39 field goals. So a lot of that was, you know, having to work, go one-on-one a little bit. It was just a really, really sharp game coming out of the break. Yeah, they missed some layups. I still can't wait to go home and watch that 90-second burst in the first half. I don't know what the heck happened. Yeah, I have to watch it. There was so much going on. I'm not sure exactly I was able to absorb it all. So I want to go back and absorb it. Grab a beer, watch that, enjoy. And guess what? It doesn't mean anything because they already won. So I'll just go back and watch and enjoy those 90 seconds. But a really nice game.
It was a really nice game. And a couple of things, by the way, Moses Moody, season high, 22 points, 8 of 11 from the field, 22 for Buddy Hield off the bench. It's his eighth 20-point game of the season, sixth time off the bench. And for Stephen Curry, he finishes with a 20-point game on that last three he made. And we have a different final score now?
It's now 132-108.
132-108. We missed a basket somewhere. Let's see. Who did we miss? Somebody missed a basket somewhere. They've changed the score. And I'm looking on the sheet. It's Isaiah. No, it's Mason Jones at that and one play. They didn't count that. It's 132-108 is your final. And you know, that happens. There were a lot of new bodies in the game. And so that certainly is one thing. The other thing I wanted to mention here, Stephen Curry, 720-point career game. He's the 21st player to ever do that and the first in Warrior franchise history. So, again, just another night where Steph Curry is rewriting the Warrior record book, but I just
what
think
we'll have like 3,000 of them.
Probably, yeah. Well, I mean, you got to think of the year he averaged 50. He probably had about 82, right? You know,
whatever. How many ever games he played? That's how many he had 20. Now, like, and tonight was just kind of a ho hum offensive game for Steph. But then you look at it, you're like, oh, he had 20 points on 13 shots, like. He only got up 13 shots. Pajemski outpaced him by 7 field goal attempts. Moses Moody only had 2 fewer. Butler had 3 fewer. Hield 2 fewer. So Steph was really patient tonight. And he was the guy that was making the pass that led to the pass. Because he only had 6 assists. But it was like, okay, double teamed. Are you going to play me this way? All right, let me get it to the top quickly. And then top over to the corner quickly, and then bang, that's where their shots were coming from, and they really took advantage of that. I mean, there have been times in the past where I think Steph feels like, God, I got to be the guy, and even if I got to force some shots, I'll force some shots. Tonight was just complete and utter trust in teammates, and like, I don't have to do this. How many shots did he have at half, like 3? I think it was like 2 for 3
there,
at half.
There was one point the Warriors were up about 20 points, and he had one shot taken.
Yeah.
And
there was no panic. It's like, I don't need to do this. I don't have to do this all on my own. I got guys I can trust. Moody's a guy that's hitting shots right now. His confidence is as high as it's ever been, and probably been that way for the past month or so. But Pajemski, after he came back from injury, he looked really good. I mean, he's a different ball player.
He looks like a player that built on last year.
Yes.
Not the player that was taking a half step back at the beginning of the year.
Getting a chance to watch.
Yeah.
Just sit back, deep breath, just watch the game. Let it slow down for you. It was almost like the game had sped up for him, and he couldn't figure out how to stop it. He was able to finally get off that merry-go-round for a week or so, get back on, and the game has slowed up. For him, obviously, Jimmy Butler is making a huge impact on the team. as well. Draymond, you know, the stats won't tell you how well he played tonight, but it was just a really, really nice, really sharp
Draymond had
effort
nine
on
assists.
The road. Yeah.
Wow.
So just, yeah. Really,
eight rebounds and nine assists.
And the Kings look like a team that's kind of still trying to figure things out, like how they
put
all the pieces
it just looks
together.
Like, it just looks like, you know, trying to figure out how Zach LaVine can get comfortable playing alongside DeRozan, because DeRozan's going to take, you know, especially first half, you got to get it to him. He was cooking. He was doing great in the first half. And so I think that's their next step, is to figure out how to integrate all those pieces together and get a, you know, cohesion. Because earlier this year, I think it was the game maybe at Chase Center, I mean, they looked really good. And De'Aaron Fox is a great compliment to Sabonis.
Yes.
I think they're still figuring out how to make Monk that guy. But man, I got to tell you, this is one, other than maybe a couple of games in the 12-3 start of the season, this is one of their most complete games of the year, by far. I mean,
absolutely.
Both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. See if they can get a little run here to start the second half.
All right. It's, you know, and it's so funny because
to dream the impossible.
Yeah, thank you. Who sung that, by the way?
I don't know. Wasn't the Man of La Mancha or something like that? I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I'm making stuff up now. I could be so far off.
I think it might be between the sun
and Pluto.
Because your former partner was a big fan of Man of La Mancha. He would love that play. But you know, you look at the teams around the Warriors right now. You know, Minnesota, Dallas, because of injuries, got to give them a little hall pass. You know, they haven't gone on a huge run. In fact, they've been kind of backing up for the longest time. Minnesota hasn't gone on a huge run.
Nope.
You know, I don't think they figured out their trade. The Kings had a run briefly after Doug Christie took over. Now they've dropped, what, six of their last eight now. Phoenix, they're the head-scratcher team to me. They just can't seem to get going at all. They're three games below 500. So it's not like the Warriors are alone in this quest, and if they can get a run going, Tom, you know, they're only a game and a half back of Minnesota and Dallas, and I, you know, again, I hate to say it's pie in the sky right now, but they're only two and a half back in the sixth place, and so anyway.
Well, that's why I said, you know, when we were talking earlier about the sixth place, I mean, that's a realistic goal.
It is.
Absolutely is, and that's ultimately where, now look, would you love to start the season? Hey, we want to get to home court. Yeah, I get that. That ain't happening anymore. That's gone.
Well, if you want to get over 500 on the road, you're going to have to come to another road game.
What am I right now? 101?
101, yeah.
Yeah, well, we can work on that.
Is this mic on?
I mean, I'm not the – look, I'm not the only one that gets to decide these things.
I know. You know, I know.
I'm going to pass it up the chain of command and see if I can go up. But I can tell you one thing. There's no way in hell I'm going on that Orlando road trip. Not a chance.
Charlotte, Philadelphia?
There's a standalone Phoenix game that looks kind of nice.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom, Tom.
That one looks
nice.
Yes, RC, I know
Magic
what kind of
kingdom
it is. I lived there for 6 months, okay?
Hey, you know what? You know what teams are doing now? When you go to a road game, if you've been there in some capacity, they put by the locker room these big electronic pictures. They'll say, like, welcome back, right? And Toronto is welcome back. They even welcome back Chuck Hayes and Jerry Stackhouse for their terms of service with Toronto.
Wow.
So you could go to Orlando, they have welcome back Tom Tolbert, you know?
Yay. Oh, man. Did I ever give you my I've told this on the air many times before, but have I ever told you the Mac attacks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Mac attacks.
That was a great one. I'll tell it real quick for the people who are listening. So in Orlando, the PA guy, we'd give away free Big Macs if we won and held the team to under, or we scored 100 points. Shows you how the game has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
All we had to do was score 100. So he'd come on 98 points, 2 points to the Mac attack. So we're playing the Knicks one game, and there's like, I don't know, a minute left, and it's 98-96. You don't even know who's going to win at that point. Comes on. 2 points to the Mac attack. And I look over at Steve. I was on the court. Steve was on the bench. I look over at Steve. I was like, can we win the game first before we start giving away Big Macs? He goes, you know it's important, Tom. I go, yeah, you're probably right. The Big Mac. It's like we're more worried about giving away Big Macs than actually winning a basketball game. I was like, what is going on here? What are we doing? Ultimately, we did end up winning the game. I don't know if people got Big Macs. I really didn't care.
Well, fortunately, that the tradition lives on in the NBA. Now it's like missed free throws. If a guy misses two free throws, you get a chicken sandwich or something.
Well, they gave away pizzas when I played for the Warriors. You want to know what we had to score then?
115.
120.
Oh, really?
120 and a win. You got free pizzas.
There was a night, and I didn't go down for some reason. I think I had a college football game the next day or something. And so I'm in the studio in Sacramento, here in Sacramento, working Kings-Warriors, right? Mm-hmm. And Gary Gerald was down at the other end, the great announcer of the Sacramento Kings, the G-Man. And it was one of those nights where you guys had it going, and they were just, you know, giving them a real hard time. And the Kings are down big. And so Mike Poplawski gets in.
Okay.
And he blocks somebody's shot. You know, it was a white flag situation for both teams. And so he blocks somebody's shot, and G-Man had a little fun with it. He just denied 18,000 pizza in Oakland. I've got that somewhere. I'll have to bring that out for our next game with Sacramento. It was
funny
awesome.
You bring up that name, because when we were going and doing the finals in Cleveland.
That's right. Yeah, you met him.
Yep, Travis Link and I would go to we went to a bar, the same bar after every game.
There's a shocker.
And I know, hard to believe, isn't it? And we ran into Mike Poplawski.
Wow.
How great is that? And Matt Stiganga. Who also played for Michigan State. By the way, I'll just keep connecting the dots, took a recruiting trip to Arizona when I was at Arizona.
Wow.
There you go, to put a bow on it.
And Mike Poplawski, by the way, just on a serious note, he was the guy that pulled Bobby Hurley out of a water-filled ditch when he crashed in an accident after a Kings game and basically saved Bobby Hurley's life. He would have drowned there. He was unconscious, face down in the ditch, and Mike Poplawski was the first car on the scene, looked for Bobby, who had been ejected, found him in the ditch, pulled him out. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You are a real buzz killer, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Warriors with a big win. Thanks for showing up, Tom.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's always nice to be here.
Yeah.
Maybe another one down the road.
One and one on the season.
Count on
the
it.
Road. RC, you can count on it.
Count on
he
it.
He is. There's your chain of command.